That from the city's perspective, we're very pleased about how the case has been going. We were hopeful we would wrap up the testimony today, but we didn't. We have to come back on Thursday. So we'll be here, and then Thursday, I believe, is closing arguments. But we're very, very pleased with how the case has gone as of today, and we're looking forward to a good conclusion. So with that, I think that Paul and I will take any questions you might have about what went on today.
Do you agree with Senator Gorton's assessment that failing to win a key arena renovation undercuts your specific performance argument?
That went to me. No, absolutely not. Our position is that the specific performance case is decided based on the terms of the contract, whether the Seattle Sonics are a unique tenant, and whether they bring benefits to the city over and beyond the rent that are hard to measure. That's the specific performance case, and it has nothing to do with what Senator Gorton said.
Do you know what Senator Gorton was basing that opinion on?
You'll have to ask Senator Gorton.
I didn't see him here.
Counselor, did the city have unclean hands in bringing this lawsuit to try to force specific performance?
Absolutely not. I think what you saw in the testimony today was testimony from Wally Walker, who was a member of the 79 championship team, a longtime a Seattle resident, active in the community and with the basketball team. And he, as a citizen, wanted to keep the Sonics here and worked towards that effort. And I think there's been a lot of argument by council trying to put two and three together to make four, but it doesn't add up because there's simply no evidence of any sort of plan as they look at it. I think if you look at the document that they point to so often, you'll see that it clearly does not involve the city. It anticipates the city being a participant later on in an effort to keep the Sonics in Seattle, but there's nothing to suggest that plan involved the city at its inception. And of course, this all happened after Clay Bennett announced very clearly his intent to leave Seattle for Oklahoma City.
But didn't it happen after the city hired Slade Gorton as its attorney?
No, it didn't happen. As the testimony that came out today dates back to July of 2006, which is before K&L Gates was approached. Senator Gorton, prior to being retained by the city, was independently working to find a solution. And as you heard today, what he was working on originally was a Bellevue Arena, which is not in the interest of the city of Seattle as a solution for the Sonics.
I came in a little late, and I've just been asked, but if you had due owners and you were giving advice to them on their PowerPoint, would you advise them not to use the poison well quote on their cover of their PowerPoint?
I think that if Mr. McGavick, who wrote that, would have to address that to his own attorneys. Again, the city had nothing to do with that, so it's not our place to say what he should or shouldn't have said.
I'm asking what you would have done, though. Would you have advised not to use that?
I don't give advice to it. He's never asked me for his advice, and again, we were not engaged in that effort to try to convince a prospective owner to come to Seattle. And act to provide an alternative to the team leaving.
When was it, refresh my memory, that Senator Gorton was retained by the city?
The K&L Gates firm was retained, right. I believe, the day that the arbitration, or a couple of days after the arbitration was filed. I remember being called in on a Friday and working all weekend to get a complaint filed on Monday. Arbitration date was
the
19th,
which
I believe was a Wednesday.
What is Gates' history with the city of Seattle as far as representing in various other litigations? Is there a retainer or?
No, we don't have an ongoing retainer with them on litigation issues. They act for us in various capacities as bond counsel in some cases, on other legal matters, but it's on a case-by-case basis.
Counselor, you said K&L Gates was retained shortly after the arbitration demand. The meeting at Mr. Walker's house that involved Mr. Ballmer, Mr. Gorton, was in October.
So that's correct.
Who was Mr. Gorton representing when he was at Mr. Walker's house that day talking about the PowerPoint presentation?
Mr. Gorton represented himself. When we were retained, we indicated to the city that prior to that date, Senator Gorton and Jerry Johnson had been working to find a prospective ownership and alternative solutions to losing the team. That was disclosed to the city. It was reflected in the retention agreement with K&L Gates that there was this work being done by Senator Gordon and Jerry Johnson ongoing at the time we were retained on the litigation.
Well, Johnson's working on this case, right? So he went.
No, there are two Johnsons. Attorney Jeff Johnson is the litigation attorney who's working on this case. Attorney Jerry Johnson does not do litigation.
Okay.